Now, Rafaela's with us from Norwich. Hello.
Hello. My question today is why, when your tears run down your face, they go slower than water running down your skin?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's something I've noticed. I think probably the biggest thing is that if you put droplets of water on your face, they tend to be bigger before they run down. And the thing is with water flowing anywhere is that a big river will flow a lot faster than a small river. So a big droplet of water has much more gravity pulling on it, so a much larger force pulling it down your face. But the forces which slow it down increase much more slowly. So a big drop will run down your face a lot more. It's possible that the droplets are a lot bigger with normal water than tears because there's probably some surfactants in there. Some proteins mean that it can form, the droplet will break up and start running down your face when it's much smaller than a normal, just normal water.
So to summarise, David, is it fair to say then we think that water droplets are going to be larger than tear drops, which are going to be a bit smaller because there are other chemicals in the tears that mean that the water forms smaller droplets with tears. Because they're smaller droplets, they're less heavy, so they get dragged down your face slightly more slowly, so they run more slowly.
That is, I think, what's probably going on.
Added visual effect, because obviously humans rely on crying to show they're very happy or show they're very unhappy. So, yeah. OK, Rafaela, thank you very much. If you'd like to get a question into The Naked Scientist, then you can do so by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also tweet @NakedScientist, or you can scribble your questions down on our Facebook page.